531. Sa'ili Matangi is a group-based program delivered in the Pacific Focus Unit for Male Prisoners of a Pacifica Descent. It teaches a range of skills for participants that can change attitudes and behaviours and reduce the likelihood of them reoffending. It involves family and community groups in the participants' rehabilitation and reintegration. The program was designed in 2003 by a Pacifica staff member working in Arapotama, Aotearoa, New Zealand Correction Services at that time. We are joined now by Akani, a graduate of the Sa'ili Matangi program, and he's supported this morning by his lovely wife along with members of the Sa'ili Matangi team. Kani, mālo e lelei, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Mālo, Brian.
Firstly, Kani, tell us a little bit about yourself, brother.
Oh, kolege o whanga e whakatapu, kata ke o My name is Kani. Born and raised in New Zealand. My parents are from Tonga.
Now, Kani, in terms of the Sa'ili Matangi program, can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, sure. The Sa'ili Matangi, I highly recommend it for any of our Pacific Islander men that is struggling not only in jail but out here in the community as well. I was very fortunate in unfortunate circumstances that I was able to do this program. Also, before doing this program, I did another program for 6 months, which is called the Drug Treatment Unit. And the differences from these two programs are very big. So the drug treatment unit is really westernized, and like some of the things that they teach us is good. Like, it will give you the knowledge that you need. However, it needs to hit you in the heart for you to be able to feel it and change. And with Sa'ili Matangi, this is what I felt. It really hit me in the heart before I started, like, you know, taking hold of this program and starting to apply it to my life.
Okay. In terms of the program, I understand it's 17 weeks. You know, what were some of the areas that were covered through Sa'ili Matangi?
So, like, in the beginning, we were told that we had to kind of revisit our offending, and which was hard for some of the men, but we soon like realized, because we already buried our offending and accepted our sentencing, and we already like let go of it, and we already have an end date, so we were aiming for it. However, we have to go back. Sometimes you have to go back and open up the old wounds, break it down for you to be able to build yourself back up properly. And just doing this, it kind of makes you realize the seriousness of your actions. Also, taking you back to your roots where you were brought up, where you were brought up with God in your life and brought up with your culture.
So for you, you know, Kani, going through the Sa'ili Matangi program, because I was going to ask, you know, the biggest challenge for you going through the 17 weeks, was that the biggest challenge for you? Or, you know, was there another, you know, another big challenge apart from, you know, going back to the root of the offending for you?
Oh, yes, definitely. The biggest challenge for me during the program was being able to open up and share these things with my wife and my mother, with my family. So what Sa'ili Matangi does is it prepares you for that. Also, it provides you with the comfortable atmosphere for you to be able to do that. Like me growing up, I never shared anything with my family at all. Like they wouldn't even know what I got up to when I was away. But like, you know, for me, that was the biggest challenge for me, was being able to open up and share these things with my family. I think that this sharing for any man out there is very hard. And the things to talk about that are really serious, some things will never get said. Some people will take it to their graves. However, I've learned that by doing this, it's kind of made me stronger, because it makes the people around me aware of what I am going through, and it gives them an opportunity to help me.
With that, Kani, you know, growing up, when you're talking about it was hard for you because this was even before your offending, what do you, you know, why would you say that was growing up, why it was hard for you even to be able to, you know, maybe talk when problems came up?
It's just probably pride. Pride probably got in the way, and, you know, pride will always bring you down. Something else that I struggled with was humility. Humility is just, I think we all struggle with humility sometimes, but pride is what gets in the way of humility. So, yeah, humility will bring you honor, and pride will just bring you down.
Mm. Now, in terms of, you know, Saeli Matangi, after going through the program, Kani, some of the, you know, main skills or lessons that you took away from your time with Saeli Matangi?
Yeah, just like for me, like the thing that I struggled with the most was talanoa, and that for me is kind of what has helped me. Even till today, it's still helping me, being able to sit down and talk with someone and discuss the things or their problems or my problems, and, you know, coming up with a positive solution. But in saying that, all glory goes to God for what he has done in my life and what he is still doing out there in all of our lives. Saeli Matangi has a real strong spiritual and cultural connection, which I was lacking in my life, because I got lost in the world with the worldly ways. And also whakaapaapa, which is respect, learning to respect others, my wife, my parents, my family. Like through God, he has restored a lot in my life, relationships with my parents, my wife. You know, I never used to speak to my dad at all. It used to be minimal, conversations to him. But now it's like I can hold a conversation with him. I can hold a conversation with my mom, my sister, my wife, with anybody. I can hold a good conversation, where before it was just, oh, hello, yes, no, goodbye. Now it's just full-on conversations.
Hey, Maloa Pito, Kani, Alpha Mayawa here, co-hosting the show with Brian. Brother, I just wanted to, you shared something really powerful, and I just wanted to encourage you. You're doing really awesome. I know that all of us, mostly Pacific Islanders, you know, we always turn up because of the environment that breeded us. And we have different journeys, but I went through a patch of my life where my dad was, even though I admired him, I just didn't know how to talk to him. I feared him. And it wasn't until I realized, and, you know, after going through various different programs, where I realized that I'm the fruit of what brought me into the world. And it wasn't necessarily their fault, because it was also the way they were brought into how they do. Then I came across a book where it says, even though that I was brought up in mud, my future belongs to light. And I feel like you and your testimony is so powerful. And I just want to thank you for having the courage to speak about it, to share it. Because like you said, as Pacifica people, one of the hardest things is to share. It's not just a man thing. It's actually a cultural thing. We tend to hide feelings that share weakness or show weakness rather than the strength of a house. So I just wanted to come on and say thank you very much. And I wish you well. And I feel like where you're speaking from now, you are going to be one of the best teachers and sharers of that program, because your testimony, no one can ever take away. So I just want to thank you for that, and may God continue to bless your journey with you and your family, brother. So, yeah, that's all.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you for that, Tauili'ili. Gani, you know, what's it been like for you since, you know, leaving prison? Maybe, you know, a big challenge, and how going through Sa'ili Matangi has actually helped you to face, you know, new challenges, you know, leaving prison as opposed to, you know, doing Sa'ili Matangi within the confines, you know, of prison?
Oh, well, Sa'ili Matangi has helped me a lot, like through conversation and getting my family on the same page as me from when I was released. My family was involved with the program throughout the beginning all the way to the end. And there is a part there where it's called whanau'ainga, where they come in and I share to them everything that I have learned, high-risk situations, how to deal with them, and my support people, and how my support people can help me. So they were pretty much aware of everything that was going to happen and how they were going to help me. Also, with getting out and going back to church, shout out to Potter's House, Onihanga, and getting my life right with Christ, that is probably the main thing that has helped me blossom outside of prison. Full-time employment. I've got release and just had full-time employment with Hampton Downs Motorsport Park. Shout out to them. As I got out, I started indulging in a lot of island food that we missed out on, and, you know, mom's cooking. But since going back to training and starting to get fit, I've found a good training group. Shout out to Blood Brothers Fitness. And it's my journey has just been, really good with God in my life. You know, nothing is impossible.
That's awesome. And, you know, one person that has been integral in the whole journey, and I understand that she's there with you today supporting you, is your lovely wife. And if I could please, I'd like to ask her a question to please, you know, share your perspective of the Sa'ili Matangi program and changes that you've seen in Kani, please, sister.
Yeah, sure.
Hello.
Hello again, dear. And thank you again for joining us this morning and, of course, supporting Kani. I was saying to Kani, please, and the question for you, you know, share your perspective of the Sa'ili Matangi program and changes that you've seen in Kani and travelling and journeying alongside him through this, please, dear.
Yes. So it's been a privilege and a blessing that my husband was able to be part of the Sa'ili Matangi program. And obviously being on the other side, I was able to see the changes, the progression that he was making. So the Sa'ili Matangi was able to help him deal with a lot of things internally. And I believe that, you know, only God can change the heart, but the man has to go through a preparation in order to deal with certain things, which Sa'ili Matangi was able to address that. And so, like he mentioned, he was dealing with a lot of things prior to going inside, and Sa'ili Matangi was able to help him deal with, you know, pride and humility, respect, and taking him back to the roots and dealing with all these things below the surface. And so from seeing the change during the Seelie Matangi, and now Gani has made huge steps, huge change in his life. Like he's mentioned, it's restored our marriage. He's communicating. He stepped up, and he's now the father and the man of God now, and he's such a good example because we have two boys, and so, you know, the man is the leader. And, you know, he's really stepped into that in that role, and I'm so proud of him. And if it wasn't for Seelie Matangi, I don't think we would be here on the phone, perhaps. But that's how, from the programs that I've seen, especially with Pacific Island men, Seelie Matangi is really able to help address these things with him. And, yeah, so... it's good.
It's good. And I love that stepped up. Just those two words, you know, speaks volumes. Thank you so much for that, sister. Really appreciate it. If we could hand back to Kani, please, dear. And
sure.
Thank you so much. Kani, you know, just echoing the sentiments of my brother, Tauili'ili, this morning, you know, for your bravery and courage and, you know, sharing your journey through Sa'ili Matangi. What's the final word or final message on your heart this morning? For our, you know, for our listeners this morning, and especially our Pacifica males,
just that time is running out. You know, it's not too late. You can also be where I am at the moment. Like I said before, through Christ our Savior, anything is possible. You can get your heart right with Christ. Head down to Potter's House Church in Yanga and get your heart right for Christ.
Awesome. Well, Kani, I thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've been so blessed. And again, thank you for your wonderful testimony, which I no doubt will, you know, inspire as myself, Tauili'ili, many of our listeners this morning. Thank you so much to you, your darling wife, and also to Sosefo Ndeve Riteria there from the Sa'ili Matangi program supporting you this morning as well. Thank you. God bless you. O tu ofa tu malo. Take care.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Yep.